Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and I'm looking forward to finishing a strong week. This has been a fun week, and every week that ends on a Friday means we're that much closer to getting back to our sports seasons. Steve Rummage in the airport, Brian Hall in the booth.
It's a big weekend, too. I'm excited for the NBA playoffs, obviously. Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz have a tough one tonight. Down 3-2. Donovan Mitchell's questionable. Mike Conley's questionable. But they're 1-point favorites.
Is there pressure on Donovan Mitchell right now?
Pressure for in the Jazz sake, yes. In the sense that he's going to play tonight. He's questionable. They're going to play him because their season is on the line. He's the star player. So in that sense, there's pressure.
Donovan was never talked about not playing, was he?
He's questionable right now.
Is that one of those Belichick, everybody's questionable?
Well, you know he's been battling ankle injury. I do. And, ankle injuries are those types where, if you don't rest it, it never gets better. And they're playing every 2 days right now. So it's kind of tough. But anyways, so there's pressure in the sense that, yes, if he wants to continue his season, the Utah Jazz have pressure on him. But there's not pressure in the sense that Donovan Mitchell is the reason they got to where they are right now. So if they don't end up winning the series, Donovan Mitchell does not need to feel ashamed. He's playing on an injury. He's doing the best he can. He got him to this point. But at the same time, I think Donovan feels pressure because I think he wants to win.
I think Donovan Mitchell right now, the only pressure is if y'all don't show up, if y'all don't make Donovan Mitchell feel like he's going to be able to win big time basketball and get respected, he is going to mess around and find a way to bolt out of Utah. Because if he feels like his superstar legacy is online, he's probably angry, fresh off the snub of the first, second, or third team. Probably cost him $30 plus million in his ability to get extension. Donovan Mitchell.
But that's not pressure on Donovan. That's pressure on the Jazz. That's what I was saying.
What I was saying. Donovan Mitchell conversation. We got a couple of conversations, y'all. I didn't want to get too often to the Donovan Mitchell part of it.
That's fine. We can get back to it.
Because we got some local conversation. And here's the thing. Usually my show, there's one question during my show I can't wait to get to. And I'm going to have to tease it right now. After the first commercial break, anybody who enjoys a cocktail every now and again has had a wild party night. There has been a debate that came up, and I want everybody, if you know somebody that enjoys cocktails, especially in the evening, who indulges a bit, we're going to have to settle a debate coming fresh out of the first commercial break. This is going to be the most important drinking debate and the most important solved issue of all time. So that's the tease coming out of the first break. There was a little bit of Lamar Jackson conversation that I try to tap dance around, and sometimes I just get sucked into the Lamar Jackson conversation. Then I want to just step back out of it and watch it from afar. Gonna talk about Lamar Jackson. By the way, Brian Hall, did you see that list the other day that had the colleges? Actually, let's just do this real quick. You know what? I got it. I got it close by, Brian. I'm going to just ask you a random question, right? And I don't – I'm just want you to kind of think on the fly as much as you can, okay? Okay. I need your attention on this one. Stop texting.
I'm not – I don't even have my phone. My okay. phone's over here.
So this is what we do. This
I'm
is,
playing with the cord now. Okay. Now that you got me you're in a headset, yeah, you're now focused I'm like now. I'm playing in the cord.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I do enjoy you in a headset. So, Brian, just real quick, and again – do not feel any Donovan Mitchell level pressure. I don't want you to feel any Lamar Jackson level pressure. I just want Brian Hall to just take about, if it takes you more than 7 seconds, then don't really worry about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Schools with Madden cover athletes since 2000, right? I don't want, I'm going to make it easy for you, right?
Well, I'll start naming them.
No. I'm going to give you the school. You name the player.
Oh, okay. Make it easy on me.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Because I just want to know how just listen to you fire them off.
I got to think about them. Okay, all right.
I know, but don't feel any pressure. I just want to know.
I know, because I'm very good with the Madden covers, but like on the fly, it's going to be difficult. Like you give me a couple seconds to think about it, okay. But I'm going to try to do it as quick as possible.
Okay. The U.
That was... Oh man, that was like the toughest one right off the start.
The reason I asked you that one is because that's the one. That's one of the ones I got stuck on. I couldn't believe it last night. This is what happened.
Give me a second,
Texters. If you can beat Brian, go ahead and shoot him in quick. If you know him right off your hand, just fire him in too. Who was on the Madden cover from the U?
I'm thinking it's either a receiver or a running back.
That's one text.
Can you give me a position?
No, I can't.
Did they get it?
Texture? Oh yeah. A couple. Look, that's three of them. But right, here,
so who is it?
No. Listen, tell me when you like pass or when you want to just like go on to the next one or something.
Okay.
Or you can say, give me the answer. When you give up, you can say, give me the answer. I know this is terrible radio. I'm sorry, but people, this is great.
Yeah, just give me the answer on that one.
Ray Lewis.
Okay, but how was he in the last 5 years?
Since 2000.
Oh, well, geez. Okay.
I said since 2000.
Well, okay. Now that changes everything. Okay, sorry. I thought you said in the last like 5 to 8 years. And I was
said
like,
since 2000.
Okay, well, then that's an easy one. All
okay.
Right, go ahead.
USC.
That would be Sam. No, no, it wasn't Sam Darnold. It was Matt Leinart. No, Reggie Bush. Sorry, Reggie Bush. Sorry, Reggie Bush. Sorry, it took me a
Are
second.
Are you sure Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush, final answer.
Your final answer. Hey, listen, and y'all have to give me the answers too. Texters, be quick on it too, because I don't have the answers in front of me. I don't know all these, but like I'm like you, Brian.
I would
have
got Ray Lewis if I was thinking further back.
Okay, they did confirm Reggie Bush. Okay, Michigan.
That was Charles Woodson.
Was Charles Woodson on the cover of Madden?
I thought.
Michigan, Tom Brady.
Well, okay.
Right?
Well, no, he's just now getting on the cover, correct?
I think he's been on before.
Okay.
Has Tom Brady been on before? Actually, by the way, I heard, is it true that Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady are on this cover? If so, that's a lame ass, that's a whack move right there.
Yeah.
That's a cop-out move.
Can we
move.
Get to the easy ones? Can we do Louisville? I thought this was going to be a lot easier.
No, listen.
This is actually interesting. Go ahead. Come on, give me some more.
Chattanooga.
What? Chattanooga? I'm trying to think of who I don't know where they went to college.
Texas says, can we do Kentucky next?
Chattanooga.
Oh, Brian, you should know Chattanooga.
You're from Tennessee, not
you
me.
You should know Chattanooga. You're going to be so disappointed.
I probably am.
Yes, you are.
I mean, obviously, I know the player.
Think about it. Yes, you know the player. Chattanooga. Steve Rubbish is
it's
going
a wide
crazy
receiver.
Right now. Chattanooga.
I don't know. Who is?
No, I'm not going to give you this one. Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Who's the most famous athletic alumni from University of Chattanooga? UTC.
I don't know.
Oh, they're going crazy right now, Brian, on the text line. Everybody screaming right now. 81.50.
I thought this was going to be a lot easier.
And so did I. 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 38.31, 93.9 is the text line. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
5, 4.
I'm not going to guess. I don't know.
2, 1.
I don't know who.
T.O.
Oh.
T.O.
Well, you're throwing like way back ones. Like, I thought I wanted to do the recent covers. And I thought we were like,
Okay. I don't even know this logo right here.
I forgot T.O. was even on the cover. What year was T.O. on the cover?
T.O. was the man. He dominated. He was a cheat code on the game 1 year.
Apparently, I don't know my video games as much as I thought I did.
Okay. Arkansas Razorbacks.
That's going to be either Darren McFadden or...
I have no idea. So, I admit I don't know the Arkansas Razorback.
Well, I know they had Darren McFadden, and then they had the Felix Jones, but Felix Jones wasn't on the cover. McFadden, I thought, was when he was on the Raiders. Maybe not.
I don't know. Peyton Hillis. Oh, I saw a video. Did you see if you go
– Peyton Hillis. Peyton, oh, man.
Listen, that team had Felix Jones, Peyton Hillis, and, like, Derek McFadden, I think, that year.
Yeah.
On Arkansas. That was crazy.
I knew that they had that stable. I forgot about Peyton Hillis because he was the one always lost in the shuffle. He was lost in the shuffle when he got to the NFL for a little while, and then he had the breakout with the Browns and then the Giants.
Somebody else thought it was McFadden, too. It was Peyton Hillis, though.
Okay.
Listen, like I said, no shade, Brian. Like I said, this is hard. Okay.
No, you're good.
Stanford.
That has to be Andrew Luck. Right?
Richard Sherman, maybe?
Sherman, yeah. Sherman was there, too.
Who was on the cover of Madden, though?
Luck was on the cover, wasn't he?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't have the answers?
No. I just have the logos.
Oh. Yeah, it has to be one of those two. It's either Andrew Luck or Richard Sherman.
They said Luck. Somebody says it's Sherman. Are you sure it's Sherman? I mean, for a couple of years, for about 2 years, Richard Sherman was the man.
Do you want me to see if he was on the cover real quick? Or do you want me to cheat? You want me to check?
Yeah, check Sherman. Check Sherman. Look, no, Brian, they already the Texas said 100% Sherman. I was thinking it was Richard Sherman because I kind of remember him having that look, you know, like he's just being the hot guy for a while. I looked at Sherman in 2015. Okay, fair enough.
Sherman was on the cover in 15.
Okay, I don't know if that's an Iowa Hawkeye.
I feel like Luck had to have been on.
Ooh, this is a good one for you.
Okay,
San Diego.
San Diego. The small schools are the ones that are going to get me.
San Diego. Does anybody know San Diego? Texters, do you know San Diego?
Colin Kaepernick?
Nope.
No, he's Nevada.
Yeah, he's Nevada.
Who was it?
See oh, man.
San Diego.
Yeah. This is the tough. You know what? The older ones are kind of throwing you off. I can see this era. But this is the era when I played, so I knew this one pretty good.
Okay, who?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
He went to San Diego?
Yeah.
LaDainian Tomlinson went to TCU.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marshall Faulk. San Diego State. Golly.
So it was Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, because LaDainian Tomlinson was a TCU Horned Frog.
Okay, well, Purdue.
Drew Brees.
Texas Tech.
Pat Mahomes.
Yep. Texas Longhorns.
Vince Young. He was on the 02 cover, I think.
Was Ricky Williams on the cover too before?
But I think that would be before 2000, wasn't it? No.
I thought LaDainian.
You want me to check Vince Young and Ricky?
No. No need to.
I'm pretty sure Vince Young was. Let me check.
Vince Young. Was Vince Young on here? Because I'm sure, like I said, he was my favorite
Vince
one.
Vince Young was on the 08 cover. You want me to check Ricky?
Pitt.
Pitt was Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah, don't worry about checking. Virginia Tech.
That would be Michael Vick.
UCF.
That would be... Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it wasn't Blake Bortles. and we know that for sure. UCF.
And Texas, I hope y'all are not Googling. Dante Culpepper. Good call.
Culpepper was Syracuse.
No, that's Donovan McNabb.
Oh, McNabb, yeah. Sorry. I'm thinking of McNabb. Yeah, Culpepper was Central Florida. Go ahead.
I don't want to do Syracuse now.
Okay. Well, yeah, we got Syracuse, Donovan Mitchell.
LSU.
Or Donovan Mitchell, Donovan McNabb. LSU, I'm going to go with Odell Beckham.
Was he on the cover?
I thought so.
Was Odell on the cover of Madden? I don't remember him getting on the cover. I would have heard
him. I'll check.
Was Odell who's my LSU guy? Or is that Marshall Faulk?
Odell Beckham was on the 16 cover.
Mm.
I'm on a roll now. Now you got me going.
Arizona.
Now you stop me. Arizona. Who's been good from Arizona? I don't know. Do you know this one?
Of Arizona?
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think.
I do not. Anybody got Arizona? Gronk. Oh, Gronk.
Gronk.
Gronk. Good call. Maybe I didn't know as many as I thought. But you out here cheating and Googling, y'all.
No, so, I'm not even looking at anything.
Yeah,
keep
I know.
That
get
mind,
out of
guys.
Here. Don't worry about the slick talk. But no. No, he went to Arizona State.
Who did?
Tillman.
Tillman was here.
Yeah, change on that one. Okay. So yeah. I got one. Brian, I got one. Louisville. Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy, that's right. Send it to the bank.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Gronk was Arizona. I just looked that up.
What about hold on. Mekhi Becton. He's going to be on next year's.
He could be on a cover eventually, but when was the last time an offensive lineman was on the Madden
cover? Mekhi Becton is going to be the first offensive lineman to be on a Madden cover.
Okay,
they're
I'm good with that.
They're going to put emphasis on the line.
Got any more brain busters for me?
No, I'm sorry.
I was enjoying it once we got to ones I was out. It took me a little while to kind of get it going.
Listen, that came across my screen. Hold on. That came across my screen like yesterday, and I'm just like, it's not really that many schools with Heisman Trophy winners.
Maybe we can get two.
Did we say Alabama? Oh, did I ask you about Alabama?
How many do they have?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm pretty sure Derrick Henry was on there at one point, maybe.
No.
You don't think he has been yet?
No, he just busted out.
I thought it was
like last year.
Soon.
Hold on. Derrick Henry just busted out. I'm pretty sure it hasn't been him. Who would be from Alabama that makes
No Derrick Henry.
Not Julio.
Julio's made the cover.
Julio Jones not a cover.
Julio's been on the cover once. Hold on.
Oh no. I mean, I did think that, but who suffered from
Julio Jones was on the cover in I don't know which one of these are real because they got
right.
13, 18, and 12. Yeah, he hadn't been on all those. Hold on.
Man, they said Mark Ingram, ? Yeah, I knew the earlier ones a little better than the later ones. Oh, Sean Alexander. Good job.
Yeah, Alexander was early
Texas,
2000s.
You took too long. You cheated. Text would have came in a lot earlier. If Sean Alexander from Kentucky, how'd they let him get out of Kentucky? Put a border around the state, right? Ask Brian about Oregon State. Okay, so yeah, that was just a little fun one. I didn't think that was going to be that much of a conversation. But here's the thing, Brian. In this next break, there's actually I'm going to tie.
You want me to do something for you? UNC.
There's a North Carolina Madden guy? But they're not on my list, so that must have been before 2000. I don't have.
You played him.
Peppers.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say.
How about Ole Miss? Yeah.
So he was. Wait a minute. What? Who?
Ole Miss.
Wait. What year was Peppers? Never been on a Madden cover. Because in 99, I was dunking on him in Freedom Hall. In 99, I was over there catching alley-oops over like, boom,
oh, gotcha, Playboy. Gotcha. Yeah, it's a 10 best players who haven't been on the cover, and they listed Julius Peppers.
10 best players. Okay, give me the colleges.
You want the 10 best players who haven't been on the cover?
No, give me the colleges real quick if you can.
And I'm gonna let me go find the Madden covers. And
No. I just wanted to see if I could think of the player it might be if you just gave me the university.
Okay, Ole Miss.
Not a shot. I could not do this exercise. I don't even know why I set myself up for that. Who's the Ole Miss best player who never... Eli Manning?
No. Yes.
It is Eli?
Yep. And then how about... Should be easy. Auburn.
Cam Newton?
Sorry, I'm trying to scroll and I can't reach right. And talk on the mic and here.
I know it's suggestive. You know that mic has an arm, Brian, right?
I do. I'm trying my best here. Wisconsin.
Ron Dane or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm trying to go through the list here. And I don't know. They don't list the colleges, so... let me look up where these guys went to college.
But you might know the college officer. That's okay. The point of the exercise, we pretty much got it out the way. Just the fact that that Louisville,
Wisconsin, Madison.
The player that didn't get a shot out of Wisconsin, Madison. I don't know. I don't know that one.
You ready?
Tight end or something? Go ahead.
J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Excellent. Central Michigan.
See, that was on here, but I didn't recognize the logo. Tony Romo?
No.
Is a wide receiver?
Yes.
Central Michigan wide receiver. I can't think of that guy.
Guy by the name of Antonio Brown.
Thank you, Texter. They're cheating. I'm done with this. I'm done because there's too many people cheating. And
we got one more, and then you're done.
I'm listening.
One more. Okay. So
I'm being such a
two different guys from Cal.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch and the quarterback. It's not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there you go. Marshawn Lynch and Aaron. See, it's a lot harder now when you put yourself in the
And listen, I was being a complete. No, because I used to. You know what? Why I know that? The only reason I know that is because I used to use Cal on the college game for the all time. Like, that was.
Because they got Lynch and Aaron Rodgers.
They were my secret. Yeah, they were my secret weapon.
Everybody's like, you're going to be Cal? Because I'm like, yeah, you listen, just wait and see.
They had Gonzalez. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. Tony Gonzalez, Aaron Rodgers, and Marshawn Lynch. And I used to just like rip people to shreds on the college. I'll tell you what.
I clearly need to re-up on my Madden games.
Right.
Again.
We're going to settle some huge, huge, huge debates right after this first commercial break. Middays with Marcus Babin. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sorry I accused everybody of cheating. I was just being a sore loser on that one.
But you were cheating.
No, they were cheating, yes.
They were.
They were absolutely cheating.
Because there's no way people could come up with them that quick. I mean, I am an avid sports fan, and I had to sit here and think about it for a little while.
Cheaters.
I thought I would do better.
Middays with Marcus Babin on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the
Happy
station.
Happy birthday.
You know it's got to be special birthdays for me to break out the birthday music. And there's two people that I want to send a definite shout out to. Number one, Brian, you just saw. Michelle Lear hanging out with Cashmere right in front of this ESPN Louisville studios. They came by to wave and kind of just see everybody and see the studio. So happy.
Oh, you knew them. I thought those were people just like waving and they were like, we're tuning in and stuff because they saw the signs.
They hang out on the night show all the time. So happy birthday, Michelle Lear, and many, many beautiful more birthdays. And number two, this dude is my guy. Brian Hall, you know this bond. It's a different level of bond. If you can survive a roommate for a full fiscal year and still be friends.
Not want to strangle each other.
And not want to strangle each other. Never had a fight. Knows each other's moves. Knows when to stay in your own room and stay out each other's way. Knows when to, you know, to group together in the living room.
That's the key right there, is like knowing that even though you're in the house at the same time, even though you're buddies and you like to go out together on the weekends, that, hey, every now and then I just need to close myself in my bedroom and just be by myself, or I need my alone time on the couch in the family room while you're chilling in the bedroom.
Or just stay out of your way. You know, yeah. So, Kevin D. Smiley, my first roommate.
Happy birthday.
Kevin Smiley has been my he's been there for me just so many times I can't even imagine. I don't know where I would be without Kevin D. Smiley. So everybody, if you follow him on Facebook, I don't think he has a Twitter, please stop a moment and wish my brother Kevin Smiley a happy birthday. I do mean it, man. I love you, man. I hope you have a great time and many, many blessings to come. And bring my little young fella, Kobe Smiley, to come see me again. So if anybody wondering, that's his son in my little profile picture, the little kid sitting in my lap. I got to see him soon. It's been too long. So,
happy birthday, Kevin.
Kevin, Michelle, definitely.
Still coaching the women's team at Central?
No, he's not. Golly, that's...
Been a while?
Don't even bring that up.
Okay, sorry.
That was going to be a great situation. Okay, so anyway, Kevin Smiley, Michelle, happy birthday. Now, debates must be settled. One is a drinker's debate.
I might be good at this one.
And one is something going on campus right now.
Okay.
You know what? We got a little bit of time. So I'm going to address this campus one first.
Okay.
This campus situation. There is a former University of Louisville player in town. He's a really good player, really skilled player. He just released a video, and I really like this player. Think we could have got more out of him. He's one of the players he's one of the players forever in our hearts, right?
He's a forever Cardinal.
He's a forever Cardinal, right? Like he's his money good on these streets, so to speak. He released a video where he's working out in our Baby Yum with our new individual instructor, Ross McMaines. Have you seen this video?
No.
Do you know?
I'm all on the outside looking in with you right now.
Do you know the player I'm speaking of?
I do not.
There is one. Trey Lewis,
okay,
working out over there.
Former Utah Jazz member.
Yes, yes, yes. Trey Lewis bouncing around. What I'm saying, not bouncing in. You know, looks like he's getting his foot in the door of a lot of like NBA situations or good overseas situations.
So he's the perfect guy that needs to be with Ross McManus right now.
Yes, yes, yes. But I can't lie, Brian. I don't know how I feel about it.
So this is a topic because you got a guy like Ross McManus who does this for a living on the side where he works out NBA players. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is going to be an added benefit for former Louisville players like Trey Lewis who are kind of borderline players, like could be on an NBA roster but also may not be. And you get a guy like Ross McManus and he works with them every summer, and that's an added bonus.
This is something we talked about, Brian, when it was rumored that Ross McManus would be coming here. We talked about it long before the hire was even announced. We said an individual guy that gets these pros back in this gym during a couple of weeks might be a thing. But let me talk about this for a second, y'all, because I need to tell you where I'm coming from with my emotions. I see the video. See Trey Lewis, he's getting that good work in, and he looks good, y'all. I mean, backhanded left hand finger rolls on the opposite side, off leg layups, you know, I mean, he's working the gamut of in your bag moves. I'm watching the video and I'm like, this is good work right here. So I'm watching it and I'm getting a little jealous because I'm excited about this coach being in this room. Word has it, I won't give away sources, but word on the street is these guys are really, really loving their individual instruction, and they're seeing the immediate benefit of their individual instruction. So that is the word around the campfire. So I'm a little jealous because I say, McManus, don't be taking time away from my babies. Get them ready. Get them ready. Isn't that a good feeling, Ryan?
Yeah. Like, that dude probably just got out of his truck, been listening to us. He knew exactly who you were. He was like, what's up, guys?
So shout out to Stericycle and the driver just threw up the L's. So Ross McManus, I'm jealous because I feel like he might be taking a few minutes away from my babies, right? Mm-hmm. But then I thought about it, Brian, and I'm saying, no. I want my babies working out against Trey Lewis because I know Trey Lewis got game. I know Trey Lewis and Noah going at it. L. Ellis going at it. Like, Trey Lewis is a professional. I need him in this room. I need him in these workouts. I need him looking crisp and clean, showing these kids I didn't even make the league, you know what I'm saying, or I didn't stick yet. Y'all are going to have to play a lot better than me just to get anywhere near the dreams y'all want to accomplish. So
just wait another month and a half, and after Donovan Mitchell wins the NBA Finals and he's back there working out with Ross McManus.
Listen. Hold on. See, now wait. Okay, Danny, I'll get to that point later.
But is it, I mean, I know this is kind of odd, but I'm actually more excited to see a guy like Trey Lewis than I am a guy like Donovan Mitchell working out with Ross McManus, because Donovan Mitchell is already at that point where, you know, mm-hmm. he's a star. And Ross McManus, you know, can take him to an elite level. But a guy like Trey Lewis, he could put over the edge.
And let me say this, too. You almost made the point. But let me push it over the hump. A guy like Trey Lewis working out with them, they'll attack Trey Lewis differently than they'll attack Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell, you don't want to hurt him. You know, like, you're playing with him. You're not going to try to block one of his dunks.
That's true.
You're not going to try to, like, reach. You wouldn't risk poking him.
You don't want to be the guy that made him sprain his ankle in the summer workout.
Right. I mean, you play hard. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you don't – but it's just – certain things, you don't try to block Donovan Mitchell at the basket. You know what I'm saying? Like, those, just those high impact.
He just like things. Pulled out an elevator and like this trash can came down. It was pretty wild.
Okay. So to your point, having those guys who are still fighting to get paid, you learn more out of those guys. You learn more about where you're at. Cause it's like I said, This guy comes in here and whoops you, and it's like, L. Ellis, like, you can't handle Trey Lewis right now. You're going to have to get a whole lot better if you think you're going to be playing NBA basketball.
It puts things into perspective for some of those younger guys.
100%. Okay, so that's the conversation. I was kind of debating. A couple people said it early, like, hey, man, don't be taking time away from my kid. But after I thought about it for a little bit, I thought, you know what, this is a good thing. And the more guys you get, but, if we didn't get into the TBT and I watch you on one of those Ohio teams playing in the TBT and you didn't commit to us, I might go back to Philly some kind of way. So I might have to ask him, was he already committed to playing somewhere else? Because, you know, I mean, who knows?
He's probably one of those guys that's holding out for a contract, you know? I mean, he said, I can't play in the TBT because I'm trying to get ready for an NBA roster.
I think he was already committed to another TBT team.
Oh, Trey?
Yep.
Well, is he playing with the Cleveland State team?
Maybe. I hope so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so. Listen, if it's a Cleveland State team, or to some of those guys, some Cleveland, Ohio guys, I get it. I'm glad you said that, because I was going to feel some kind of way if he just went to be with another team.
That makes sense. He played with them for 3 years, and he's from that area. So that makes sense.
That's what matters.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
We like that guy. He likes us. He's probably listening to us right now. Thank you, Shredded guy.
Shredded, right. Stericycle. Listen, real deal conversation now. Crack your knuckles. Drinkers, all to the table right now. I won't call you drinkers.
I'm coming to the table regardless when you talk about drinking. I'm good.
People who enjoy beverages. Their cocktails, their beverages, there has to be a answer today. I need this answer. I'm not going to call anybody out, but I've very recently had a conversation with somebody. Okay, y'all, listen closely now. 8150-939-3831-939 is the text line. Here's the conversation, Brian. Hangover.
Okay.
Everybody who's experienced this knows what I'm saying.
Yep. Get your Pedialyte.
Hangover. Don't jump ahead of this, Brian. let me walk this dog.
No, I walk the dog, so it's okay though.
Okay. Hangover. I've heard a phrase, and I don't think that one person has made any sense with this hangover phrase. I need right now 2 things from you. Your hangover cure and your hangover saying. But not just your regular saying. What is the bite the dog that bit you, or get the hair of the dog that bit you, or bite the snake that bit you? Everybody has some little bite.
You know that alligator that bit my hand off? I got his head. From Happy Gilmore. Chubbs gets his hand bit off, and he's like, "We know that alligator that bit your head off or your hand off." He's like, "I got his head."
Okay, hold on. Texter says, "Hair of the dog that bit you." What do you mean, hair of the dog that bit you? What I'm asking about, Brian, is, you know how they say when you wake up, you got to have a drink again. You got to drink something again. Have you heard that?
Yeah. They say either. If you have another drink and kind of like it'll.
No,
it'll,
don't give me the technical. Don't give me the physical.
Or if you go run and sweat it off.
Don't give me the medical terminology. I want you to tell me, what's that phrase? Bite the hair of the dog or bite the snake. I need to know that. And I need it clear, because I done heard the silliest renditions of this phrase that I don't know which one to say. Because, you know, when somebody says, man, I got a little hangover. I might need to have a little drink this morning. Go ahead and grab that real quick. I might need to have a drink this morning or something, you know? And I'm just like, you know, I always try to make the witty joke. You got to bite the dog. Hair of the dog. Bite the hair of the dog that bit you. Bite the hair of the dog that bit you. Elaborate. I need an explanation. What do you mean bite the hair of the dog that bit you? I just smoked cannabis. Hold on. I gotta hit a bear phrase. Who we got hanging on, Brian?
Barry, he's got a hangover cure.
Barry, thanks for joining us. I need a phrase and a hangover cure on 93.9. What's on your mind?
I like the McDonald's cheeseburger and a Coke. That does me good.
When did you discover that McDonald's cheeseburgers and a Coke is the ultimate hangover cure?
I was about 19. Yeah, I was underage, but I was about 19. I'll hang up and listen.
Barry, I knew that was going to be a good one. He was like, hey, I just have a McDonald's cheeseburger and a Coke, and I'm good. I was like, what's your name, man? Let's get you on.
Right. Grab that, too, because now I'm curious. The last 30 minutes has been great. That means you got to – no, I know it. I know it's drink the same thing, but – huh. Means you got to drink the same thing that causes the hangover. I know that part, but bite the hair. That's the part that doesn't make sense to me. Bite the hair. You better climb up that tree and shake them apples.
So it says hair of a dog is short for hair of the dog that bit you, and it is an expression the English language used to refer to alcohol that is consumed with the aim of lessening the effects of a hangover.
I understand that.
Ed called in and he hung up, but he said he wanted to, he said, just start again.
But when we say bite the hair, I'm wondering why that phrase, like that, why don't you say bite the damn dog that bit you?
Okay, it says the saying originated in the belief that a cure for rabies or any disease contracted from a dog bite consisted of taking the hair of the dog that bit you and placing it in the wound.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Read that again, Brian.
It says the saying originated in the belief that a cure for rabies or any disease contracted from a dog bite consisted of taking a hair of the dog that bit you and placing it in the wound.
Taking the hair of the dog that bit you and placing it into the wound. If the dog had rabies and bit you, take his hair and put it in the wound.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Does it have a date?
That explanation, let's see, came from medical definition of hair on a dog on medicalnet.com on March 29th, 2021.
No, I want to know when that
saying originated.
Do we have Ed on the line, or did they hang up right there?
No, Ed hung up. Okay. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, now I need that.
It was in Scotland in 1898.
Well, this texter doesn't sound happy. All sayings are because people used to be stupid. What do you mean used to be? 1898 is what I see here.
Says the expression originally referred to a method of treatment for a rabid dog bite by placing the hair from the dog in the wound. It was in 1898 in Scotland. It is a popular belief that a few hairs of the dog that bit you applied to the wound will prevent evil consequences. Applied to drinks, it means if overnight you have indulged too freely, take a glass of the same wine within 24 hours to soothe the nerves. If this dog do you bite, soon as out of your bed, take a hair of the tail the next day. Sorry, that was like English poetry from 1898.
Can you shout out one more time, please? Because I do want to hear
the
that.
English poetry says, let's see, I'm trying to find it again. If this dog do you bite, soon as out of your bed, take a hair of the tail the next day.
Y'all better learn this. Y'all better learn this old English.
It comes from an Aristophanes poem.
Learn that phrase, y'all. And next time somebody is whining about their hangover, read it one more time, Ryan.
And the basic concept it says is like cures like. But the actual saying is, sorry, I lost it. If this dog do you bite, soon as out of your bed, take a hair of the tail the next day.
That's terrible. I'm never joining. Go ahead and grab that real quick. I'm never going back. Actually, that is so terrible that I like it. Somebody would actually think you don't know what you're talking about. If you cited that phrase, people would call you crazy. Because it does sound crazy. So what we got over there?
All right, Ed's back.
Ed, thanks for joining us a second time on 93.9. What's on your mind? You just hung up on him.
No, he hung up. I don't know what he's doing. He calls in and he says, "Yeah, I told you to start a new one." And then I was like, "Cool, what's your name?" And he said, "Ed." And I put him on hold and he didn't come on. Then I said the saying and then he called back in and he's like, "That's exactly what I said, Brian. You start a new one."
Well, Ed, enjoy the rest.
And then he hung up again.
Ed, we're gonna
play. He must have started early.
Ed,
today.
We're gonna play out now and we're gonna move along. But now we got answers. The hair. In the wound, the hair from the dog that bit you was thought to heal you. Thank you for finally getting to the bottom of this. Because if
You're welcome.
Bite the hair, that drove me crazy. Bite the hair of the dog that bit you. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, I understand. Listen, I got drunk on bourbon. I got a hangover. Put some bourbon in the coffee tomorrow. Then I'll have a little, you know, it'll ease the hangover. I know that. But don't tell me bite the hair of the dog that bit you and not have some kind of explanation where this saying comes from. I need answers. Damn it, I want the truth. And I obviously can handle the truth. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.